And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show. For the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos, on KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities. For Talk of the Town, I am here on behalf of the town of Chino Valley, is sitting in for the Chamber of Commerce, who usually hosts this show, and we have a good one today. We have His Honor himself, Mr. Mayor Darrell Croft. We'll talk about his time as mayor and what he's going to do as it wraps up right after these messages on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
These roads, this land, it's our home. It's what our parents built for us and what we hope to hand down to our kids. But unless something changes, we won't have anyone left to hand it to. Because as opportunity disappears, so too do our young people. Joe Biden gets it.
No longer where you're going to be faced with children and grandchildren believing that the only way they can make it is to leave home, to go somewhere else to get that good job. There's no reason why it can't happen here.
And he has a plan for us.
My plan is to restore the promise of the middle class for rural America, in rural America.
Better hospitals and health care, reliable broadband internet, clean energy, and access to federal resources. So our kids have the opportunities they need to build their futures right here.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos. I am sitting here today with our mayor, Mr. Darrell Croft. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mayor.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, we have had a very eventful time with you as mayor over the past few years. We've had some lively discussions.
Yes.
And especially the last, six, 7 months or so, we've had some, shall we say, interesting times. We want to get into some of those.
Okay.
But before we do, this is a question I have asked pretty much every politician I've gotten a chance to sit down and talk with. I'm sure I've asked you this over the years on a time or two. But I personally, anybody that really knows me knows I am the least political person you will ever meet. I get easily frustrated over politics and the multi-sided discussions that go on. Maybe it's the lack of experience or the lack of intelligence between my ears, but I can never really wrap my head around why on earth someone, anyone, would ever want to get involved in this line of work. Now, you give us a little bit of Darrell Croft's background, because you did not enter into politics early in life, I feel comfortable saying. Give us a little background. What was hometown for you? Where did
hometown? St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis.
I graduated from high school in St. Louis, and I worked around the area. I worked for McDonnell Aircraft for a while, built F-4 fighter aircraft. And then I decided I want to get out of Dodge. I was tired of St. Louis, so I enlisted in Navy.
Now, what drew you to the Navy in a landlocked state like that? I'm assuming, and again, lack of intelligence, lack of experience in my head, I'm assuming the Navy didn't have a huge presence there like they would in a San Diego or a San Francisco.
They told me I could see the world.
And did you?
I did. I put my foot on every continent except Antarctica.
Really? So is that next on your list?
No.
So
no, I travel a lot.
What year did you enlist in the U.S. Navy?
1961, I enlisted in the Navy.
Yeah.
And I retired 22 years later.
Now, what was your first stop with the Navy? Where did they send you
for
your training?
I went from recruit training in Chicago, right outside of Chicago, the Great Lakes. And my next tour was on the USS Enterprise, a nuclear carrier. They just built the first nuclear carrier out of Norfolk, Virginia.
Now, the Enterprise was based in my backyard for a little bit, in Naval Air Station Alameda.
Yeah, it moved to the West Coast after a while.
And so growing up, we would see that when we would go near the bay or travel into Oakland, San Francisco, we would see that massive ship on occasion. Mm-hmm. My wife, actually, her father was a aircraft mechanic through the 60s and 70s until he passed. And he did some work on the Enterprise. So that always had a special place in Sandra, my wife Sandra's heart. They got a chance when she was very young to make some visits to the Enterprise. And aside from that, just the name, her being a Star Trek fan, the Enterprise has a real soft spot in my wife's heart.
It was a good ship.
Yeah. What was your first? Was that the first large vessel that you stepped foot on?
Yes.
What was your first impression?
It was huge.
Yeah.
It was huge until you got out to sea, and you had 5,000 guys on there with you, and then it got smaller and smaller.
So you were basically on a floating city, small town.
Small town, Oh, yeah.
Now, what was your job in the Navy?
Aircraft maintenance.
Yeah?
I was a mechanic.
Mechanic?
Yep.
Very nice. Where were some of the first stops for you in the Navy, the exotic locations?
I went from the exotic location of Norfolk. My next tour was Brunswick, Georgia, Naval Air Station, Glencoe, Georgia. And we had about 50 aircraft, and we were training naval flight officers, backseaters.
Yeah.
And then from there, I went to Memphis, Tennessee, and I stayed there for almost 7 years.
Really?
I went through 4.5 years. I was instructor for 4.5 years, and then the Navy sent me to a couple years of college.
Yeah.
And then from there, I came back to Norfolk in between there to a squadron right outside of Norfolk, and it was an Air Force squadron. And I did three tours within 3 years, of 5 month, a 9 month, and a year round the world cruise to Vietnam off of Norfolk.
So, what are some of the the early memories of you in foreign lands when you were going overseas. What were some of the ports that stick out? And remember, this is a family show.
Yeah. Well, my favorite port that I'd like to go back to is Australia.
Yeah. Sydney.
I loved Australia and New Zealand. Hong Kong was really nice at the time. It's probably not so nice now. Philippines were okay. Uh-huh. We went to Pearl a lot in Hawaii, so we enjoyed it there.
Very nice.
Went all through the Med too. Spain I liked. Italy.
The Mediterranean is somewhere where I've always wanted to travel. I think I'd really like that area. My wife and I, my wife was born in the Philippines, moved to the States when she was about five, and made many trips back to visit family.
It's an interesting country, an interesting, very nice folks.
We got a chance to go back and visit, I want to say it was 2000, we went for our fifth anniversary and went and stayed with some family that she had there, her sister and brother-in-law. And I grew up the youngest of a fairly large family. Both my parents, my mom and dad, were about the middle of extremely large families, you know, 14, 12 children, growing up in the same area where I grew up. So from the 30s up through me in school in the 80s, there was either a Santos, my dad's side of the family, or a Martinez in just about every neighborhood. So we didn't get to travel too far through Northern California without bumping into somebody that we knew or that knew our family. And we would go on, my wife and I would go on vacation, or we'd go travel into Southern California. Without fail, I would bump into somebody that I knew. And she did not like that. So when we went to the Philippines, she said, "This is going to be great. We're going to go somewhere where you're not going to know anybody, and I'm going to know people." And sure enough, we're downtown Manila, and I look across the street, and I see a guy that looks real familiar. We lock eyes, and he comes walking. It was a guy I went to high school with.
I'll be doing.
And she saw me talking to this other Caucasian guy, and we're standing, you know, head and shoulders over people. And I see her, and she comes barreling out, and I kind of shoo him away. She's like, "Who was that?" I don't know. I just I didn't have the guts to tell her until we got home. But she was not happy that we went around the world, and I still bumped into somebody that I knew.
You know, if you're in the military long enough, you'll run into somebody anywhere in the world that you are, and we always did that.
Now, after, what'd you say, 22 years?
Yes.
You were set, you were retired, and you spent the rest of the, you know, happily ever after fishing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What did you went into a different career after that?
Well, I did a couple of things.
Yeah.
I taught in a community college for a while in California. I was a dean program dean in a community college. And then I worked for an irrigation district, Imperial Irrigation District, as a human resource manager, security manager.
Yeah.
And we had about a billion-dollar company. We had about 1,300 employees, so it was a great job in El Centro, California.
Yeah. Irrigation, town management type of activities, the academic world, all after you had your career in the military.
Yeah.
Irrigation, water rights, water usage is something that is very dear and near to many people's hearts.
Well, it was a power company, too.
Yeah. So your experience in that field after your full career in the Navy. We'll touch a little bit on that, the second career, and then again, we're going to circle back to that question of why on earth you would decide to throw your hat into the political ring. And we'll be back with Mayor Darrell Croft on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities right after these messages.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Hey, everyone out there in Radio Land, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
With UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of. Like $0 copays on preventive dental care.
Wow.
Plus the nation's largest Medicare dental network.
Wow.
It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com. That's AdvantageWow.com.
$0 cost share for in-network preventive dental care. Specified services only. Benefits vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply. Network size varies by market.
Wow.
Utility costs are out of control. Our water is in jeopardy. Wildfires and rolling blackouts are now the norm in California. Arizona can't afford members of the Corporation Commission who will stand by as these devastating effects continue. That's why I'm supporting Lee Marquez Peterson and Eric Sloan. They are committed to protecting our water supply, keeping electricity prices affordable, and will work to keep our economy going. We need principled leadership at the helm of our energy regulation. Vote Lee Marquez Peterson and Eric Sloan. Paid for by the Home Builders Association of Central Arizona. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos, on KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities. We're at 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and most importantly, streaming around the world at kqna.com on the World Wide Web. Before we get back to our conversation with His Honor, Mr. Mayor Daryl Croft of the town of Chino Valley, wanted to bring a couple things up to your attention. There is still an opportunity for you to participate in the Women in Business Luncheon that will be held this week, Thursday the 15th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Centennial Center, which is the meeting and banquet facility at the golf course there right by the airport, Antelope Hills. So a great opportunity for, of course, not just women in business, but anyone interested in the business community and how to grow your business as well as network with other large, medium, and small business owners in the area. The Women in Business Luncheon, 10-15, October 15th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Centennial Center. Information is at chinovalley.org on how you can obtain your ticket. And you can also find out what they're going to have for lunch, because I'm sure it will be delicious. One other thing that is, we're going to get into it a little bit with our guest, Mayor Daryl Croft. But one of the other issues that is on the front of everybody's mind, the top of everybody's mind here in Chino Valley and, well, in Yavapai County in general, is the changes that have come about due to the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic that we are currently experiencing, specifically having to do with our schools and how our children are being taught. Now, Superintendent John Scholl of the Chino Valley Unified School District gave a proposal to the Chino Valley Unified School District board, governing board, last week at their regularly scheduled board meeting, where he had requested a delay of entering back into full-time classroom studies, classroom learning for the students that are currently partaking in the hybrid or online school schooling through the district. The district, the governing board postponed their decision that was presented to them last week until tomorrow, 2 p.m. at the board room at the corner of Center Street and Highway 89. They will be holding a special meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. Now, that will be, hopefully, I'll be working on it tonight, live streaming on the district's Facebook page, as well as real-time updates during what is expected to be a fairly brief meeting, where they will decide whether or not they will postpone in-school 100% learning effective next Monday, October 19th, or allow the administration office to make that call as numbers and stats for coronavirus come in over the coming weeks and possibly months. So what it boils down to is currently the Chino Valley Unified School District has some students participating in 100% online learning, some students participating in a hybrid learning situation where they go in 2 days a week, Monday and Wednesday, or Tuesday and Thursday, and then supplement the other 2 days by online learning. They are deciding whether or not students will be allowed to go in a full schedule, quote unquote, normal Monday through Thursday is what they currently operate under. So the board will meet tomorrow to make their final decision. So please follow not only the Town of Chino Valley's page, which will be sharing the decision, but also the Chino Valley Unified School District page on Facebook. And links to both of those will be available at chinoaz.net, the town's page, or chinovalleyschools.com, which is the district's page. So please follow those if you have children in the system, or even if you don't, just to know what's going on with the education of the kids. Now, in addition to that, the Mingus Springs Charter School in Chino Valley has decided to go back to 100% in-person classroom teaching effective Monday the 19th. The reason the Monday 19th date is so important is that's when the schools, both in the charter and in the school district in Chino Valley, return after this week's fall break. So they're all at home right now. So keep abreast of those decisions. We will educate you and inform you on our town Facebook page and social media pages as well. Now, back to our guest, Mr. Darryl Croft, Mr. Mayor of Chino Valley. You had a full career with the Navy, 22 years. Then you go into the private sector and also the educational aspect at a community college in California. Have a secondary career, a third career. When did you end up in Chino Valley, Arizona?
Well, my wife was an instructor at Imperial Valley College, and I worked at the Irrigation District, and she is a native San Diegan. I married her out of San Diego. So we wanted to get somewhere out of Imperial Valley, but not too far away. So we started looking around, and we liked Chino Valley. We liked Prescott. We came up a couple of times. Third time we came up, we bought a house. We really wanted to live here. We really liked the people, the town, and the environment.
So you are retired now. Both you and your wife were retired at that point.
Yes.
And it's the golden age in front of you. You're going to be able to sit on your porch rocking back and forth, watching the sunset, maybe taking a trip to the river or a nearby lake and do some fishing, living the life of Riley, retired. And then what happened?
There was a Rotary Club started up, and I'd have been a Rotarian for 15 years.
Yeah.
So I joined the Rotary Club, and some of my friends at the town hall that worked in the town said, boy, you'd probably be a good town council person. And I'm going, nah, 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 nah. Then later on I got bored, and I said, I need to do something. Donna was about to run me out of the house. So I ran for office. I'll never get elected.
And that was for your first council seat.
That was first council seat, because I've been on a council for 9 years this year. So, and then I was elected, and it continued on. And
now, to reiterate to some listeners, because we have to address these issues and these rumors periodically. I just want to clarify the salary, the wages for a council member and the mayor are not what the average person thinks of when they think of big city politics, right?
Not. Your council member is earns $300 a month.
It's primarily a volunteer position.
And the mayor earns $500 a month. So
and that's a recent upgrade, isn't it?
That's a recent upgrade. It just about pays for the meetings that you have during a month and the lunches and your gas money.
And some gas, and the time you have to spend answering phone calls and emails. And
that's right.
I'm sure getting accosted at the local grocery store asking why my road isn't paved. And those type of things.
That's familiar.
When you entered your – when you threw your hat into the first council race 9 years ago, well, 9.5, 10 years ago now with the election cycle, what were you expecting? What did you anticipate that role to be like?
I didn't have a clue. That first couple of years, the learning curve is pretty steep.
Yeah. Now, our council members, depending on the seat being filled, is either a 2-year or a 4-year.
Yes.
The mayor is for how long?
2 years.
2-year slot.
Yeah.
And you did it twice?
Oh, yeah. I didn't learn the first time. So.
So when you entered into, let's roll your political aspirations up into one with, you know, including council seats as well as your two-term stint as mayor. What were some of the biggest surprises that greeted you that maybe you weren't fully aware of the process or the decision-making aspect? What were some of the things that caught you off guard?
The first surprise was the accounting system that you have in municipalities. I'm a business major, and I'm used to business, and it's different.
Yeah.
And learning the new accounting system and how to deal with it.
We've been very fortunate the last several years by having our finance director, Joe Duffy.
Joe Duffy is great.
He has a, you know, we've talked about it on this show many times, and he's been a guest several times here in this studio at KQ&A. He has a special knack for explaining finances to, I always tell him, if you can make me understand it, and I'm a knucklehead, then you're doing a good job. And he has a good way to boil that down and to really explain a budget and how it works at the scale that even a small town like Chino Valley deals with numbers that aren't, a guy like me can't really wrap my head around. So he has a way to do that. So learning that financial aspect. Now, in the business world, the boss, the CEO, wants to do something. They, you know, it's a signature and it's done.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the process for a town, even a small town like Chino Valley?
It is scanned and looked at, and the council looks at it. And if it's a difficult decision, we'll go into executive session and discuss it. Finally, we'll look at, and we have to pay, if we're talking about our annual budget, it has to be published.
Yeah.
And also, the state must approve your annual budget.
The transparency of spending, the stewardship of tax dollars is very well scrutinized.
No question about it.
And wide open on the finance tab at chinoaz.net.
Absolutely. Everything is on the website.
It's amazing to me, and again, this deals with what I spoke about as the show opened at 4 o'clock, the sometimes frustration that I feel, some of you may know, some may not, my role with the town, one of the roles that I fulfill at the town, besides encouraging all of you to change the station when you hear my voice coming through your speakers on the radio, is to monitor social media, solicit information and requests from the public. A lot of it is fighting the rumor mill.
Absolutely.
And the misconception that, one, the mayor and council are getting rich off of their salaries that the town provides to them, which we've already discussed, a couple hundred bucks a month to cover gas. And I've seen the goodie basket that is shared in the back there that is usually supplied by council members.
Yep.
The snacks in the form of what looks like little Halloween candy for you guys back there. I think that's really just to keep you guys awake during
it
some
is.
Of the meetings.
It is. I started that. They were going to sleep on me.
So the rumor mill of how money is spent, how money is accounted for, it really takes just a few minutes of searching through chinoaz.net, again, yes. that finance tab, to see every penny and where it goes to.
It is all there in front of you if you take the time to look for it.
So if you are listening to this and you have any questions about how your tax dollars are spent, it's right there, chinoaz.net, under the finance tab. Joe Duffy, our finance director, and his staff do an excellent job of presenting that in a format that is easily downloaded and easily read. Doesn't mean you as a listener will agree with every decision on how money is spent, but every penny is accounted for there. So determining how things are spent, how money can be allocated to different projects
that,
was a little
that
bit
is
surprising.
A council-wide, all our yeah. members vote on that. That is not one person's decision.
What was, specifically when you decided to run for mayor, what were some of the projects that you really wanted to see come to fruition?
My real problem is the town was in financial instability.
Yeah.
It was almost broke.
Yeah.
And that was our first objective, is to make it financially stable.
Well, we've fluffed Joe Duffy's hat size in the last few minutes. How are we doing now?
We're doing great. Some great decisions made by the town council in controlling cost. And Joe Duffy is a wizard at putting that together. So we're pretty good shape right now.
Some of that comes with the planning of projects and then the conservative estimates on something. He always he pads the plans.
Yes.
The budget. I'm trying to say this in the way, again, it makes sense in my head, not always when it's coming out. When he needs to spend $75, it's allocated for $100.
Everything is conservative.
Yeah. That way, if there are any unexpected costs, unexpected delays, which we often have when it comes to weather and material costs and things, he has it set up, presents it to council, presents it to town management, so that when it's all said and done, there's very few, if any, surprises on the budget.
Well, we now have some contingency plans. Yeah. If something happens, we can afford to deal with it.
We're going to come back after these messages. We're going to ask the mayor what are some of the projects he wasn't able to get accomplished. We're also going to delve into the coronavirus COVID-19 situation that was thrust upon him and the rest of us around the state, around the country, around the world this past year. We'll be right back on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities with Mayor Darrell Croft right after these messages.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Ripper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Ripper Graphics today.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley comes to Arizona to boost fellow Republican Senator Martha McSally's campaign.
Martha McSally, when she gets there, she's going to vote for Amy Coney Barrett. The problem is her opponent has already said, without even hearing the first question, first hearing, first anything, he has already said he is going to vote no for Amy Coney Barrett.
Haley argues McSally's demonstrated a commitment to health care with her own legislation to keep those with pre-existing conditions from losing their insurance. The Prescott City Council meets at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They'll consider end dates for the temporary parklet program.
Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, city staff members have been working with local businesses to create outdoor seating. Last month, council gave staff direction to come back with proposed sunset dates for the program, and options include November 15th, December 1st, December 15th, or January 8th. Staff is conducting a survey of local businesses, as well as residents, regarding a possible end date for the parklets. Results of the survey will be shared during the Prescott City Council meeting, which will be held at City Hall on South Cortez Street. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Continued sunny, warm, and dry all week long, chilling late tonight to a mostly clear 49 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, then heating back up with highs tomorrow through Friday near 85. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to 91 today, 95 the next 3 days, 92 Friday, cooling after bedtime to about 52. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Hey, everyone out there in Radio Land. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me. Thanks for returning with us on KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities at 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. Also around the globe on KQNA.com. We are sitting here with Mayor Darrell Croft. Now, we talked about some of your accomplishments you got during your two-term stint as mayor of Chino Valley, as well as your time on town council before that. Now, let's flip the gears a little bit here. What were some of the things that you wanted to get done that for various reasons are still in the process or possibly have had to be shelved?
As we all know, our roads and streets are in terrible shape. And a couple of years ago, we tried to pass a property tax in order to fix them. If it would have passed, we'd have been well on the way of improving all our roads.
Yeah.
And that was really something that I wanted to see happen. And I don't know if it'll ever happen again. The cost of it is going to quadruple.
Now, for listeners out there, just a reminder, we being the town of Chino Valley, currently do not have a property tax. Having said that, you do pay a property tax. I pay a property tax. Goes to the county, goes to various other things. The town does not institute its own tax.
Yeah. We live and die on sales tax.
Sales tax.
That's it. And we get some money passed down from the state, but
our
major income is from sales tax.
Now, a lot of that, let me rephrase that. There is money that comes from the state in the form of gas taxes and things of that nature. Took a serious hit the past several months. For the most part, it's loosening up the last couple of months.
The last 5 years has taken a serious hit. Some of the money has been taken from that account and put in the state police.
Yeah.
So,
and then a larger hit when coronavirus came on and people were asked to and requested to stay home, and most people did. So there was a lot less travel going on. So the ability to expand the paved system, the paved road system, maintain the current ones, and then just keep the dirt roads and the chip seal roads from deteriorating is a very expensive process, keeping in mind that the land mass of Chino Valley is the largest town in our area. We have a significantly lower population, though. So
square miles, we are bigger than both Prescott Valley and Prescott.
So to maintain those roads, a lot of people don't really have a grasp on the dollar figures in mind. What is it per mile? What was the figure per mile?
I don't remember now, but it's millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Hundred thousand, but millions.
So where does that money come from? The proposal was, and again, in my dealings with the public, my dealings with town leadership and the council, the proposal was presented, and it was presented to the voters, basically informational only. We did dozens of meetings with the public, mornings, nighttime, weekends, weekdays. Presented at chamber luncheons. There were several presentations at council meetings to get the information out there. Ultimately, what was decided by the voters was they did not want this. So, which meant same budget, same amount of roads, but less money.
Our budget now will maybe fix some of the major roads, and that's what we look at now is the major roads, we have to keep them going. But anybody's street, if it deteriorates, there's not money to probably fix it.
Another way to increase revenue is by increasing jobs to the area. With jobs comes homes, comes more bodies, comes more shoppers to our local stores, which means more sales tax to the town.
Yes.
And the business park that is in the works over at Old Home Manor, that is in development, our economic development project manager, Maggie Teiteback, other town leadership, the Chamber of Commerce, and other local businesses are all working hard to make that area attractive to prospective tenants. Right now it's open land, so if there are businesses out there, industries out there who have ideas and are looking for land, Chino Valley is a very attractive prospect for them. What type of businesses are you as mayor and you as private citizen hoping to see come in there in coming years?
We don't really want industry there. Heavy industry is not what we want. We want businesses. We want local. We want
small manufacturing.
Small manufacturers.
We're not searching for a Ford plant to be parked out there.
No. And, you know, we'd like to have some health folks in there.
Healthcare folks. Healthcare providers.
Providers.
Clinics.
In there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the more attractive clients, tenants, are smaller machine shops, maybe employing 15, 20, 25 people.
Yes.
That means with, just for instance, if you have a business come in that hires 20 people. That's 75 people coming in to the area. That may mean four new houses, but that's 75 people shopping at our grocery stores, eating in our restaurants, barbecue places, sandwich shops, fast food, and that is more money coming in. That's more bodies into the school district across the board. So we're looking at small to medium industries, offices, manufacturing.
No, if you look at the traffic coming and going from the town in the evening and in the morning, you know that large majority of our workers don't work in Chino Valley. We definitely need some businesses out here to employ our employees.
So that is the desire by current council and current town management. But your term will be passing the baton in our meeting in December. Now, keep in mind, folks, if you are regular watchers, viewers, or attendees at our council meetings, traditionally, December and November, we go from second and fourth Tuesdays to just the second Tuesday as a single meeting per month. So the first meeting, the second Tuesday in December, you will be handing the baton to Mayor-elect Mr. Jack Miller,
yes.
What advice do you have for Mr. Miller entering into his first term as mayor after fulfilling the vice mayor?
I think Jack, he's my vice mayor now, so he'll step right in very easily. He's very aware of what's going on, so I don't think it'll be a big transition.
Yeah.
He's got some other ideas he wants to do. So
we also have some new faces or a new face or two that will be gracing our town council. We have two candidates who are in a runoff in a few weeks here. The council in general, especially for new bodies coming in, what type of fatherly Uncle Daryl advice do you want to give council members?
Shut your mouth and listen.
That comes from your many trips here to the studio.
And watch what's going on. And we do have a session with a group. There'll be some training for them, too. So it's not throw you in and without any training.
So they won't have to. They'll hit the ground running, but not without some good training.
Help. Yeah. Yeah. We're really close, council. So there won't be a problem.
Well, you will have a chance to see the current council and our guest today, Mr. Darrell Croft, our mayor, in action tomorrow, which is the, what are we at, the second Tuesday of the month?
Second Tuesday
of the month tomorrow.
Yeah, 13th.
6 p.m. at 202 North Highway 89. Keep in mind, those meetings are streamed live on Access TV as well as our YouTube channel and Facebook channel. And then I do live updates during the meeting. One thing for sure, in Mayor Croft's tenure, he has very, very streamlined meetings nowadays. They are ending fairly quick, so don't blink, you might miss it. Not a whole lot of items on the agenda.
Well, my philosophy is this is a business meeting, not a social gathering.
So if you want to view that meeting again, 202 North Highway 89 tomorrow at 6 p.m., we are having limited seating to abide by our guidelines on social distancing. Face coverings are encouraged, and if you are suffering from any exposure to illness of any kind or are feeling a little under the weather, please, please stay home. Use some common sense. Again, you can watch those live streams on Access TV as well as our YouTube and Facebook channels as well as the live updates. So, hey, watch it from your couch.
You bet. I'm going to do that in December.
Do you plan on coming back in January at all?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Croft. We'll be right back on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities after these messages.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service. With our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for spending your afternoon with me, Matt Santos, for KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities. Everything happening at the Chamber of Commerce is available at chinovalley.org. What's happening at the town, chinoaz.net. If you're curious of what's going on between my brains, follow me on social media on Twitter and Instagram at msantos_photo. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
And as always, thank you to the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us.
Yay,
I will
Bill.
Talk at you later.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.